I'm Nathan Cones with your Week in Review for Sunday, April 12th, 2020. At number 10 on our list of top stories, this is actually from last week. Carroll native and Kemper grad Matthew McDermott has been appointed to Iowa Supreme Court. McDermott currently serves as an attorney in Des Moines. At number 9, Greene County confirmed its first case of COVID-19 last week. It's, again, still at one case as of Friday. Moving on to number 8, Kemper Catholic Schools has filed their education plan with the state. The schools across the state had until Friday to submit that plan to the Iowa Department of Education. Kemper will be using a dual system. High school students will be required to learn remotely. Middle school and elementary students is voluntary. At number 7, the Carroll Municipal Golf Course did open last week, but they have implemented new rules to protect their golfers there. Essentially, one person per cart. They've changed some of the things around the course to reduce high-touch areas like flags and ball washers, that type of thing. And they encourage everybody to practice social distancing if they do choose to golf. At number 6, criminals still facing punishment in Carroll County last week. A couple of dispositions handled down. One was a up to 7-year prison term on a burglary charge. That's Mackenzie Ray Bess of Carroll. Also on Thursday, a Coon Rapids man was sentenced to probation on a methamphetamine possession charge. At number 5, a Des Moines woman who was killed on Sunday in a hit-and-run accident was a DMAC faculty member that did lead DMAC's London Study Abroad program. The driver in that case has been charged with first-degree murder, as the authorities believe that was an intentional incident. At number 4, Carroll County Public Health Nurse Sarah Schulte says health officials are preparing for the COVID-19 peak, which is expected sometime near the end of the month, as well as a long recovery. I encourage everyone to check that out. There's a pretty interesting interview online at 1380kcim.com. At number 3, a Carroll man convicted for sexually abusing a child submits yet another request for post-conviction relief. It's the 7th request from this individual, likely going to be denied like the previous 6. At number 2, looking at COVID-19 yet again here in the area. This one is actually in regards to the Regional Medical Coordination Centers, which Regional Medical Coordination Center 1 includes Carroll, Greene, and Guthrie counties. Some interesting numbers from that. Only a handful of hospitalized patients are on ventilators at this point. It's about 3% of the total ventilators available for the entire region. So Governor Reynolds kind of just highlighting in one of her press conferences last week that the state is prepared for a potential surge in cases. And then finally, our top story from the last week was one arrested and more than 40 citations were issued following a large group gathering in Greene County. Most of those citations in relation to drinking of alcohol by underage individuals. But of course, those kids ignoring social distancing guidelines during the pandemic. So that does wrap up your Week in Review. I'm Nathan Cones reporting.